Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and the person on the other side of the screen is Tracy Mahan. Yay! Say hi, Tracy, because until they get video, they won't know you're there.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm here. I'm here. I made it.
She is here. So glad. So glad you're here.
I know. They're all like, again? No. That's right. Yeah, I paid Julia to. No, that's not true.
You know, hey, every little bit counts.
Every little bit.
No, Tracy's been fantastic to help me out with this. Anybody who does a show, and when you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than it appears. And so for her to come on with me, that it helps exponentially to keep doing this. Thank you so much.
Except for now I've got into this sweet little routine of doing these and you're going to leave. So,
yeah. And so that was going to be, yeah, especially right now we were doing it consistently because definitely because of that reason, we had to get several shows in a row done.
So, right.
Yeah. Cause I'll be gone. Goodness. Definitely a month. And then there's just 2 week turnaround time before the next class is out of the country. So, through the summer, this, you know, it may be a little sparse. So we're doing our shows ahead.
Yeah. So what I'm planning on starting is a support group as I go through withdrawal for a month of not having Julie at my ready. So anybody that would like to join my support group. Really, what it is you're volunteering to listen to me cry. All right. Oh my goodness.
Oh, anyway, happy summer solstice, everybody. Woo! Yay! This is perfect that it came on today.
I know, right?
It came on the same day as our show.
And the sun is shining.
Yes, that's so wonderful. And so, Tracy, not to put you on the spot or anything.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
That's an inside joke here.
How about I highlight you, Julia?
No, well, I just want to ask you a little about the solstice and everything. What, because you're usually, you know, a lot of things about, I mean, if you don't know anything, that's fine. There'll be people that do know, but about the solstices and what they mean. And I mean, and we just had, this is right after this. I mean, are we still in the full moon or just on the end of it? Or so we had that over the weekend, right?
That is a lot of questions I did not prepare for.
You guys think these are rehearsed and planned?
No.
No. No.
In fact,
I have an idea of topics.
Can I have a second to Google search the solstice? Oh. And, you know, I've done ceremonies before with some wonderful people, and they're probably actually doing one right now, and I'm missing it because I'm here. But there is ceremonies to bring in the new seasons, and yeah. For the life of me, because you put me on the spot, I can't think of anything else to say about that.
If it would have been reversed, I would have been doing the same thing. The brain falls out. I mean, it literally falls out of the head, and there's nothing there when somebody does that to you. I did get a message, though, today about the solstice, and I was just thinking you might, because you're wealth of information on all of these things. That's why I thought, okay, you'll have it right there. You'll know.
But I actually was planning on doing that, but like I told you, I was kind of running behind.
No problem. But it was about, I guess there's Neptune's in retrograde with it. And I guess this is where this was coming in as to a message, you know, or things with it. And it's all about, you know, I mean, like you said, the solstices are about their new seasons anyway. And that's a lot of people will do festivals and everything on them. But in addition to that, so they kind of mean a transition or transitioning into new, maybe. And then I miss it. Was talking about manifesting, coming into your own spiritual power, and you know, not being fooled anymore. I love that one. Not being fooled. Not, you know, seeing, being very clear, understanding, having clear vision on what's around you. So it's like, yes, I love it.
We want that. We welcome it. Welcome, welcome. Yes.
Very good.
I like that. We'll take that answer for 500. Okay.
Yeah, I will sell it to you for 500.
You probably would. I was kind of doing a little Jeopardy thing there, but okay. No.
So I don't spin on it.
You're ready for me to write the check. My PayPal is.
But on that, on the solstice things, like you're saying, the festivals and different ceremonies, I mean, that's what so many of our mysteries are about. And yeah, like Stonehenge, where we'll be in August.
I was going to say, you could probably tell us more about that with Stonehenge. Didn't they do a lot of that?
They did. In fact, that's what it was built for. That was what my understanding, because all of like these ports on it, they're all facing east, west, north, south, you know, and then you can see the, and you know, according to mom sessions, you know, they would have somebody standing at the direction of whatever season it was, you know, because it determines where the sun's coming from and things. And so, but it's always about celebrating that season and what's happening. And the summer solstice is always a very, very special one because it's all the planting and now it's things growing and
this the is harvest and
absolutely. And this is what I always told them, when to do these things, you know, when to do the planting, when to, you know, so, you know, like that goes back to that old question of, well, then who made them, who built them, you know, somebody that knew more, that had a bigger vision, that knew that this would show when to do these things. Cause it would be like, it was like a great big sundial, I guess, in a way,
right.
When to do these different things and, the plantings, the harvesting, the, all that.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, you know, and the fact that we don't know that history, where we don't know who built it, just like the pyramids. How did they make that? How did they put that, you know, assemble those things and build them and construct that? And, you know, even when I went to Sedona and we went and looked at different sites where there was the carvings and the markings on the walls and the stones were put out just in the right places in these spaces where the sun would hit it and it would show them when to plant wherever the sun, however time of day the sun was hitting it, that would tell them when to plant. And it was just amazing to me to hear that stuff and think who comes up with that and who was the first person that said, let's put a stone up there in the weirdest place possible where it shouldn't actually fit and make it a sundial so it'll tell us when to plant the crops, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. So, yeah, one of these days, one of these lifetime travels that we do.
Well, exactly, because that's the kind of information we do get answers in sessions. We do get that kind of you know, and it's most accurate besides somebody, because somebody actually there who's telling us. Otherwise, it's just guessing.
Yeah. Well, we're good at that too.
And having, there's a word, it's not coming, but I'll say suspicions, but it's not the word I want.
Anyway. Hypothesis?
Yeah. It's along that line, but it starts.
Yeah. We're just guessing. We're guessing. And since no one else knows, they can't say that's not true, right?
Right. And they're doing it based on research or doing it based on, you know, what they find and things like that. But that's also a guess. It's still a guess.
It is. Yeah. It all is.
Based on what they think they know about that time. But that's what's so wonderful about these sessions is you actually go to that time and you're seeing it from the first hand perspective. You're there. Yeah. You're literally there. Well, you're really there. You are literally there. But that's a deeper discussion.
Keep going.
I know. How much?
You always draw me in with these. Yeah. You are there. You're there. You're there. Mm-hmm.
You're literally there. I know we say, oh, well, we're there by, you know, in hypnosis, you can see it, but you're not really there, but you actually are there.
Yeah. Because you were there.
You were there and you're revisiting a memory. So here we go back to the avatar again. You know, it's like these are all parts of ourselves or different, you know, that are having these experiences. And so it's just tapping into the different ones and seeing it through that person's eyes. You know, we're just shifting from this frequency to that frequency and that vibration.
Yeah.
And seeing and having that experience. You know, it's already going on. Now we're just having, it's like no different than TV channels. They're always going on, but it's which one, you know, but you don't even notice them until you switch over to it
and right.
watch it.
You ever wondered if anyone's switching into tune into your channel from the future or the past, where they're like, "Boy, I want to tap into a future version of me," and they're tapping in and looking through your eyes?
I've never wondered that, but that's really cool to think about. And you know, it might be that might be something. Ooh, that's a good might be something what happens whenever we get these some weird,
like the little quirky feelings or the deja vus or the
or the major brain farts or the you know, I mean,
oh gosh, it's happening all the time.
I mean really, what would it be like? I mean, we you know, when we're going into we tapping into somebody else, we don't know how conscious they are of us being there. So you know, it could be just something that's in, you know, it's like all of a sudden one day you're not thinking real clear, and it could be because there's someone coming from your, it's another part of you just coming in more or whatever, or you might be even more on top of things. Who knows?
Maybe more clarity. Like if your future self taps into your past self in the same lifetime and transfers information or data to get you, maybe sway you a certain way so that you stay on course. Who knows? You ever tried it?
No, because that's not what we do in sessions, but
no, I mean you personally, have you ever tried?
No, but I have thought about things like that. Mm-hmm. About if I could go back and change something, you know. And I bet I'm not the first person who's thought of it. So
no.
You know, because it's always we go back to a central thing, or we pinpoint one event or something or a time frame as being very pivotal, and if something would have gone different there, oh, that reminds me of so many movies I've watched.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm so...
The butterfly effect is the top one that pops into my mind, but I know there's others that were made like that. Sliding Doors, I think, is another one.
Well, they weren't going back and changing it. That's just where the two happened. You know, it was just decisions. Decisions that they made.
Yeah, the decisions brought them in two different
realities. Right. So many times, somebody, I'm thinking they do this a lot at Christmas. They'll show you these movies where people are just, you know, regretting their life. And it's like, oh, if I would have just made a different decision back here, you know, this completely destroyed my life, or this one event destroyed my life, whatever. And so it takes them back and it makes it change. And something takes them back, an angel or whatever. They change that. And then the whole course changes and they can see exactly how it would have been. Although, you know, as we know, that course was already out there because it was an option.
And
so it was easy. All they had to do was shift the frequency to get there. If you want the
technical. You make that sound so easy. All they had to do is shift their frequency.
They just shifted. It wasn't like they created a whole new reality. They just shifted it because it was already there. I mean, oh gosh, brain explosion here.
If you guys are not, if you're listening live, you do have to go back and watch the video version of this
and see my brain explode.
Yeah, and watch that big explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that was a lot to take.
Anyway, that was a whole lot of
yeah. Oh, yes, a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know where. I mean, that just came out, so you started it. I blame you.
That's right. That's okay. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
that's what I'm here for. Anyway, let me think of some other really mind-twisting questions.
Yes. Well, we wanted to talk about the veil, and then
Do it.
Okay. Is the veil thinner? Oh, it is. I know it's on All Hallows Eve. It gets thinner. I think. Right, the veil is.
I have a theory.
Okay. So, do you know if I don't know at all about the solstice? If the solstice affects the veil,
I think it would for some because they're setting that intention out there to connect on such levels that it would. It to me, it's a gateway. It's a frequency, a vibration.
That I think that's a big pink thing right there. It's a gateway.
Yeah.
And so, I bet you're right.
So, and we know it's a gateway because of the whole Stonehenge and other ceremonial sites like that, where they did the ceremonies and opened up those gateways. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely thinner today. So afterwards, everyone, we're going to do a ceremony. Just kidding. We're not. Don't try to find us. Julia went into it. I lost her. Did you visualize yourself going into the portal in Stonehenge?
Not yet.
And then when you go there in your physical body, you'll catch back up with yourself. And yeah,
I have yet to go in there. I know we talked about it. And I can see it and I can see jumping in, but I don't see what happens after that.
Yeah, it's a gateway. And they're going to that gateway. When is that one?
It's in August.
August. So,
yeah, the dates, it's right in the middle of August. We'll be doing class in Oxford. And then our bonus day where we have all these the fun that we do, and we go out to spiritual sites. Stonehenge will be one of them. And we have tickets for the inside of the circle. So, and that's the, where that portal is.
That is when we lose Julia. We see her jumping and then all of a sudden she disappears because she went into the portal.
Yeah. My intent is to come back.
Yes. But can you come back with the memory of what happened while you were in the portal? That's the trick.
I can set that intention.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We're agreeing. So it shall be. I had something really profound to say and I can't remember what it was now because we got lost on a portal. The veil, the gateway. Mm-hmm. So we're talking overall veil, the veil's thinning, I think is what the topic was going to be, because we're experiencing different things in QHHT sessions from, say, right, you know, even just a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, this is happening so fast. It's fast on a grand scale. When you were going through it day by day, it may not feel fast, mm-hmm. but again, go backwards and look back and you'll see how quickly this thing has happened, you know, and what by that, I mean, just how quickly we've made advancements in our abilities and how, you know, and seeing different things. That seeing is a big one because of that veil, because it, as it thins, you can see through the dimension. And so you might be seeing more things than you have been. Oh, there's a beautiful card out there.
Hello, Dolores.
Yes. Hi.
we're talking about seeing, the veil.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I have to get back on track here. Right. All these things are happening. And it's been something that's been going on that's just been where people are being more aware during their sessions, where before they used to just completely drop off. Like a mom, the bulk of her sessions, the majority of her career, the people just dropped off the deep end, didn't remember anything or very little. And that's just how it was. But after the, 2012, everything just started, you know, that was this huge, that's this huge shift. I mean, that's when everything happened. And that's when this, I mean, the veil was thinning before, but it's ever since then, it's just been thinner and thinner and thinner. So we're seeing these things from that point on, to get more and more where you will probably be aware during your sessions. And there's a big difference between awake and aware.
Yes.
Absolutely a big difference. I mean, some people say, well, I was awake through the whole thing. No, you weren't. You had your eyes closed.
You were in a level of hypnosis.
Right.
For sure.
Just because you were aware and you remember doesn't mean you weren't there. It just means that you were aware and you remember. That's mm-hmm. it. In fact, that's how they describe hypnosis in general, is a hyper state of awareness. And that's how my experience always was. It's like I knew everything going on, but it was because of that, being in that state, that I knew everything. It's like, and I knew the questions that were going to be asked before they were being asked. I mean, that's how aware you are. It's in this, it's a psychic, you know, awareness, that kind of a thing. Yeah. the thing is when you're in that place, you're very connected, you know, and that's, you're connected to all that is, everything around you and you, the bigger part of you, the higher self. And that's, you're just bringing that information in and you're aware that it's coming in. But so many people say, well, because I was right here and I heard what was being said or I was saying it, then it's not real. And that's not the case. This is where we are right now as a humanity, because the way we're developing, it's the DNA being connected and all these things happening. It's causing us to not split off and separate and just have separate. What am I trying to say? It's like categories for this. Okay, this kind of thing will just be over here and I'll be over here playing. My conscious mind will be over here playing and this will happen and I won't be aware of it. It's our conscious minds are now developed to the point that they want to be aware.
Right. Yeah.
And they have said that. Well, I'll say the SC or the higher selves have said that. They want the conscious mind to be aware. Because when it does this, and this I found on my first, whenever the first session I had with the SC where that was involved, I mean, I had been getting messages for quite a while before I had this session. In the session, when the SC was there, I could feel these beings behind me, and I knew it was the same energy of what I had been getting the messages from. And I was like, oh, this is who I've been hearing. It was like I had this whole sense of what it was or who it was. And so then it was like, it just helped me develop that trust even more. It's like, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Now I kind of know who you are. And yeah. And then by doing that in that state, it made that connection even stronger so that it was even easier to do in a conscious state. And that's what they want. They want us to be able, this is something they've been saying over and over and over again. We have all the answers inside. Go inside. Stop going outside of yourself to get your answers. Go inside. Well, this, by doing this in a session and being aware, and allowing that information to come through, then you're learning. See, that's exercising this muscle and you're learning how to do this in the conscious state. So it's absolutely beautiful and perfect because
and it's life changing.
It is. Yeah. Because now you can do this and that's what they want. They want us to do it ourselves. So we are teaching people how to do that themselves. Yeah.
And for me, it's been one of the best things because I love to teach people how to find their answers. And even when I was doing readings and, you know, somebody would come to me for a reading, I would still give them the power in that reading to, you know, bring the information forward. And then here comes this beautiful technique. And it really does, you know, people come in and there are some that have come to me and they think I'm going to be giving them the answers. And I said, oh, no. Nope. And here's the best thing. I don't have the answers you do. So you don't want me to give them to you. You know, you're the one that has the answers. I'm going to facilitate a session for you so that you can go within and find them. And it is such a neat thing for people, you know, when afterwards to hear how now they know how to connect to that part. And they're finding their own answers and, you know, they're able to start trusting that because it's the trust factor that gets them. Yeah.
I'm just going to say if that trust. So then after that, if they learn how to do it, then it's the trusting part.
Yeah.
That's a huge part, but that's where you'll get confirmation all the time for what you're hearing. You'll get confirmation to support what you're hearing. And then that's developing your trust. Like I said, this is a muscle. It's a muscle. It's a psychic muscle that you're building. So one, you're learning how to allow it to come through. And then two, you're learning to trust it.
Mm-hmm. I like how you made the muscle kind of like a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You did the heartbeat. Because it is. It really is the heart of us is, you know, this thing we're connecting to, energy.
Absolutely. And this is huge. I mean, this is who we are.
Yeah. You know? Julia, who has access to this, though? Who can do this?
Everybody.
That's
everybody can do this. Anybody can do this. It's just a matter of wanting, willing, and allowing.
Yeah.
Believing
is good. Believing is good.
Believing, allowing, then you get the trust. You start working on the trust. Because if you shut it down when it happens, if you don't trust it, that you're shutting it down. So start, but like I said, you'll get confirmation that'll help you build that trust muscle. I was there too. I think every single person that does this goes through this. Mm-hmm. And we're always going through it. There's still times that, you know, I'm questioning.
So, yeah.
Trusting is a big thing.
It's a sanity. Am I saying? Is this, yeah, I did get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always think of Peter Pan, the faith, trust, and pixie dust. And you have to believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Then you can fly.
Exactly. Then, oh my gosh, that is it. Well, and really, okay, guys, you keep wanting to know about the new earth and all this and when's it going to happen and everything. Well, Tracy just gave it to you right there.
Right there.
It's when you believe it. I mean, they told me back in 2011 it was already done. It was already.
Yeah, I did a session yesterday that confirmed again. It's here. It's right here. And that's what she kept saying. It's right here.
Yeah. But it's a matter of saying you will see it when you believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have the belief. And like you said, then you can fly. I mean, because in this new earth, we can.
Right.
we have our abilities. So, mm-hmm. you know, and actually the only thing keeping us from any of our abilities, right, it's just the belief. We've been told all our lives we can't do these things. Well, guess what? You can do these things.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's when we were talking about is the veil thinning. And yeah, the solstice is probably a gateway for that. But, you know, they speak of the veil thinning. And I think what we're really looking at is maybe not the veil thinning so much, but you're moving out of that denser energy and you're moving into that higher vibrational frequency, which computes to the veil thinning. Because now you've raised yourself up, you have access to more information. You know.
Absolutely. And like what you were saying, Peter Pan, so that's how I always feel about, like, when they always say to make yourself light, I always think of Peter Pan because it's like, think happy thoughts, you know, and that raises your vibration. So it's any of those things, anything to make you lighter, you know, then that pulls you out of that dense energy that's holding us down and keeping us into this rut of not trusting, not believing, drudgery of this is what I have to do. I mean, no, this isn't. Which do you want to live in? I mean, it's your creation.
It is. Yeah. You know, and that's the best way to say it. It's your creation. Is this what you're choosing? Is that the reality you want to create? And I know right now there's probably a lot of kickback with that statement where people are like, why would I want to create this? Why would I want to create this? And, you know, I don't know that I so much have the answer for that for myself when I'm going through an experience, but I know I have a choice. And this last year has been a really good example of me figuring out, okay, I have a choice right now. I'm going through something that's uncomfortable or I don't enjoy. What is my choice? How am I going to react to this situation or that situation? And I make the choice of what am I going to do there? And it's really, I don't want to say it's fun because sometimes these things we're going through are not fun, but
not fun at all,
but looking back at them and seeing, okay, before I made choices like this and, you know, and you're looking at an old version of how you would have handled the situation. Now it's come across my path again in a different form. And I chose to do it this way and it went boom, it went by real fast. I'm back on track. I'm over here doing this other thing and more doors are opening and now this is happening. And I can see how I chose to do something differently and with a different frequency and vibration behind it and different intention. What was my intention? And then more doors opened and, you know, it's a law of attraction thing. It opened more doors for something else better to come in and all of a sudden, this is a non-issue anymore, and now we're sailing over here, and things are going good and in this direction. So yeah.
And that goes back to, you know, when you're saying it wasn't so much, you know, even though we say we create it all, but it was your reaction to it. And that's what we, like, they've always said, that's what we have control over, is that reaction. So on this, some level, we're creating these things, like you said, you know, for our learning. And many times it's just to see, that again, and if we didn't care for how we reacted or what we did in one situation, we'll bring it back around. I mean, it's us doing this, guys.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Being crazy. It's yeah.
Why is everybody unfriending me? What happened? Yeah.
I mean, each of us are doing this for ourselves. You know, this is what we do to learn. This is why we came here, was to learn and grow and expand for the greater, you know, the experiences. And it's to try these different things and see our the reactions, to see how we grow and develop. And all of that goes back for more, just more expansion, more.
Yeah. More creation. Stuff. And it's one of those things too. I'm going to go back to the QHHT. If you want to know who you are, go do one of those sessions and put that in your questions. I want to know who I am. Mm-hmm. Because once you figure out who you are, there won't be any doubt in your mind that you create this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also help. Yeah.
It'll bring clarity.
Exactly. You know, yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like when you're at that point, when you're ready to, because that's a responsibility thing. And that's why some people just don't, it's like, no, I wouldn't do that. And I completely get it. And that's actually, that's normal. That's a normal response. And I completely get it. Because we're always trying to do the best for ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but remember, this is on another level that we're doing this for the best of ourselves.
Yeah.
And yep. It's just where we are. But it, like you said, as we keep learning, you know, then it comes back around and then it's like, okay, I don't think I want to do it the way I did it before. I want to do it a different way. I want to do something different here. And you learn more, or you see more. And like by you learning that, or seeing that, okay, when I did it this way, all these doors started opening and all these things started happening. Well, that was a huge thing to learn. So was the other one, because it got you to this point.
Yeah.
And that will take you then in new things that come up. If that might be your first go-to, it's like, okay, rather than to the fear and the shutting everything down, maybe I'll go to this other kind of action. You know, it just keeps taking you it just further down the road and ways to do things. It's no different than training on a job.
Well, it might be a little different than that, but
let's just get to its basics. I mean, it can be that simple. You're learning things and you're finding better ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah. And I like to think that my higher self is sitting in a really cool theater somewhere with a giant bucket of popcorn, just enjoying the show and putting it down, just being like, oh my God, why did I do that? And then laughing and eating more popcorn. But.
So we're very entertaining. Is that what you're saying?
I know I am. They're entertained by me.
Well, I have heard them laugh at me. So.
Wow. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
We like to do this, duh, stuff with me. We do this, and then you still question. You still want to know why. You still wonder. And we just hand you everything, and you go, I don't know. Should I? It's like, duh.
What do you think?
More obvious.
Here's Julia standing at a crossroads, and one's dark and stormy and rainy, and the other one's sunshiny and flowers and birds chirping. Which way should I go? No. Oh,
and there's a big neon arrow going.
Oh, yeah, and the big arrow.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, which one?
And I know we're making this.
We all have been there.
Have all been there, and it can be like that, especially when you're on the other side of it and you realize, oh my gosh, I have been getting things all along the way telling me exactly what to do, and this was so obvious, why did I not see it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it's,
and how many times have, like, I always look at my own history there, how many times have we been nudged, or we have this feeling of, let's say it's the job, you know, I can't stand this job, but every day you're there. Why? Because I got to pay bills, I got to take care of the family, got to do this, got to do that. And you're too scared to leave the job because, you know, you're thinking of the whole world collapsing around you if you give up this job that's paying the bills, right? And then finally one day the psychic 2x4 hits you so hard that you can't stand it, and you either get fired or you finally walk out and leave. Mm-hmm. And then you get into your new situation and you look back and you went, oh my God, why did it take me so long to walk away from that? Yeah. And it's just mind blowing how we, you know, we'll stay stuck in a situation out of fear. And believe me, we all get it. I get it. I've done it. And then I sit there and I reflect on it going, why did it take me so long? And then I'll try something else out of fear and it won't work. And then I come back and I'll be like, why didn't I just do the thing that I was being called to do or the thing that my heart was desiring? Because now it's just going just fine. I should have just stuck with that. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in there, I think we have a program or, you know, society gives us this program maybe where we are told that, you know, that heart's desire isn't the thing to chase. That's not going to work out for you. You got to go over here and do this mundane thing.
It's not realistic.
Yeah, it's not realistic. How many artists out there, raise your hands, how many artists out there have been told they're going to be the starving artist, right?
Yeah, or just go, you have to do something else. You have to get a backup, you know, you have to, yeah. What's that?
What do you do for a living? I'm an artist. No, what do you do for a living? That's your hobby, right?
Yeah. Right. There's a term. Oh, what's that thing? The safety net. Yeah, you have to have a safety net. You have to have backup. You know, if this one fails, you know, you're always planning for this one. It's like, if that's your passion.
Yeah.
That's your passion. You're going to put energy, different kind of energy into that than you do a job.
Exactly.
You know, you'll find out, you'll see. It's like, well, I just don't know how I can live off of that. The universe will take care of you. When you're putting that kind of energy into it, it happens. It does. Yeah. There's your doors opening again. I mean, everything opens when you're doing things with love and passion and you start drawing all that to you. Oh, all my body's tingling. My legs are tingling. Yes, go. But you will. And when you're walking down that path of bliss and love and joy, you know, it brings all of that. But when you're just going down the drudgery path out of fear,
or out of other people's expectations of you, you know.
But they're getting, all those things kind of center around fear. Mm-hmm. You know, you're afraid to leave because.
Yeah. Yep. This is what's expected of me, or this is the direction I think I need to go. Here's one of the things about our society that kind of gets under my skin a little bit. Here you are, you're going through your high school years, you're a teenager, you're going through all the hormones in the world. Your mind is not your own already. And they said, now pick what you're going to be for the rest of your life. And children out there are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on an education that at the end, I would love to take a vote. How many people think that what they just got their degree for is something they're passionate about? Mm-hmm. Or is it something they felt pressured into deciding on at the young ages, 16, 17, 18, mm-hmm. that they went forward because they were told that go into business, or they were told go be a lawyer, go be a doctor, go be a whatever.
And you have to know now.
And you have to know now. Yeah. And you're going in, and not only that, but you're going to go into debt for the rest of your life to pay that schooling back. So, and let's just pray that when you get out of school, one, you can find a job in that industry. And two, when you do, you're not going to hate it to death because you had to make a decision about the rest of your life at the age of 18. So I might be a little bit disgruntled about that system. I'm just like, you know, I've talked to a lot of young people and my heart goes out to them because I didn't know what I wanted to be at 18, you know, and it wasn't until, I started doing the intuitive work probably right around 19, 20 years old, but that was just playing with it. It wasn't even me knowing what I wanted to do when I grew up. And then it was, I think I was in my 30s before I took my hypnosis course and then I knew what I wanted to be. So, you know,
yeah.
I thank God for me. I didn't go spend thousands of dollars on a college degree that was not going to be something I was passionate about. And I ended up getting to do something I'm passionate about, mm-hmm. and not be in a world of debt for it. So, right. Yeah.
Now, I was very fortunate that I knew from about the age of 3 or 4 what I wanted to be. I knew it was going to happen. That's what I am. It was in every cell of my body. But it's interesting. That's why I had such issues whenever the universe said, okay, you're done with this. Now it's time to, that was that 2x4. You now have to go someplace else. It was like, but nursing, that's all I know. I'm a nurse.
That's what I came here to do.
Yeah. And so there again, but the life had left that. It was time to go. I mean, it was obvious it was time to go, but I wasn't taking it. It still can happen. So allow yourself, even if you are in what you loved and what you maybe did make a career out of it, if it's saying, if you're getting the messages to go another way now,
you still got to trust that. Yeah,
exactly. Trust that could very well be. I've seen so many people going through that in the last 5-10 years for sure. A lot of shifting from, you know, into the spiritual world and the healing world and all of those things. And don't even know why. They're just like, I'm being called over here. I don't understand. but if you are, pay attention. That's your higher self redirecting. It's not redirecting. It's directing you. It's like, okay, this was where you were here and you're developing that. And then now it's over here. They're reminding me to tell you that if you do think anything you've done in the past, that nothing is ever wasted. You will use every skill you have learned all the way through all your professional degrees and everything. Everything is used. Those were for some reason. And there's probably to bring you to now your life mission. And I think that's what we're talking about. It's like you have this ground where you're doing these other things that's preparing you. And because I was like in my late 30s, early 40s, whenever it did that shift on me. And so it's somewhere in there. It's like, yeah, okay, this was, now you've got all this base work. Now it's time to do what you really came here to do.
And, you know, that happens actually to a lot of people that are in nursing. You know, I've seen that with a lot of my nursing friends where there's a time spent doing that particular job. And then they're called to branch out from that and almost always into an alternative healing method to add to the nursing degree. And they're some of the most powerful people, healers out there that I know. So
and I think so. That is my theory for myself was because I knew this is what I'm supposed to be. And I know now from going to other lives that I've done this before. I've done the different healing modalities. And when I came into this life, I think that's the only thing it translated into at that time. Now we have all kinds of alternative healing modalities people can go into. But when I was younger, there was nursing, doctor, I think that was it.
Yeah, there wasn't
options.
Well, and if you heard of an acupuncturist or anything like that, that was weird.
No,
you don't do that.
Not at that point when I was at. No, that was not around. I mean, it might have been in China. It would have been
right.
China.
Yeah, that's like here. Chinese medicine or something like that. And we wouldn't even know what it was. Somebody would really have to explain it. And then you'd be like, they stick needles. What? No. Yeah.
In fact, that's how I was for a long time. It's like, I'm not having needles. No, I don't like needles. I don't know. We're not doing that. I have done it since. I have done it now, and it's fine.
It's fine. You got over it. Did you use hypnosis to help you through that?
No. I just relax. I use the relaxation techniques for a lot of things, but I might have. I just relaxed and
mind over matter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't hurt. There's nothing to have a mind over. It's fine. There's nothing that hurts about acupuncture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pressure is different.
that's a massage therapist to me. When jujitsu. Yeah. Sign me up.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why you brought acupuncture is interesting. You can actually feel it because it's
lying. Well, it's on those energy. Meridians. Yeah.
The energy meridians. And you can actually feel it. And it's like opening them up and any blockages, things like that.
Yeah. Well, and what's fascinating is we talk about meridians, and of course, we're known for jumping all over randomly in this show, is, you know, we've got all these meridian lines within our physical body. And then you look at the planet and she's got all the meridian lines or ley lines within her. And it's like we're modeled, you know, if people want to think they're separate from the planet we live on, you know, even just look at that. We're designed after this beautiful thing that we live on. And and that would bring in more sacred geometry too. You know, these meridian lines, ley lines, all of its sacred geometry, which came up in a session. So Like, oh yeah, okay. So, would you want to talk about sacred geometry?
Yeah, tell me more. I love sacred geometry. That's my thing.
Yeah. Well, and this is one of the QHH practitioners that went into this session, and she talks about the new energy that's going to be needed for the fifth dimensional frequencies, because the energy that we use now isn't compatible with 5D, which I thought was really cool. And I'm like, ooh, tell me more. Mm-hmm. And so then she was seeing that this new energy is formed through sacred geometry. And so then we were asking, well, break it down even more. And then they were showing the mathematical codes, and she was being basically downloaded with all of this information and how it was going to be given to certain people. It's in our collective grid, and those who are probably assigned to it is how I'm hearing it in my head. The ones that are assigned to that are getting this download of information, and they're going to be able to create this energy. And it's going to be, you know, obviously this is going to be something pretty phenomenal as it moves into the fifth dimension. We're not going to need the wires and the grids that we have now to get electricity to our homes. This is going to be a whole different kind of system that we probably couldn't even fathom. It's going to be pretty great.
And it's just about tapping into it.
Yeah. And so then she was talking about how everything was sacred geometry, and the planet itself, the trees, the water, everything was sacred geometry. And then she starts breaking that down. It just made me think of that movie Lucy, where everything starts getting broken down into the number codes. Mm-hmm. And she starts seeing it getting broken down into sacred geometry. And I was asking her, does everything have the same shape of geometry to it? And nope, everything's got different shapes. And so it's fun to listen to that one. But yeah, that was a pretty great session. I just came out of that like,
yeah,
that was a lot of information. Wow. And then she talked about the new kids coming into the earth at this time, and they're bringing in with them information for future, for the 5D, for technology, because the technology we have now is not transferable. We need a new kind of technology.
So they're creating the technology for the 5D. Mm-hmm. Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah. We have cool jobs where we get to hear these things.
Oh my God. We have the best jobs. This isn't a job though. These are missions. I feel like mine, it's a mission.
Yeah. Yep. It's one of those things that you just do it mm-hmm. because you're passionate about it. It's changing lives. It's changing the world. Yeah. Come join the fun. Yeah.
It is. It's amazing. Sometimes I just have to stop and pinch myself. It's like,
gosh, I wish I was there. I would pinch you. I would do this for you.
Pinch me. Really hard. I know.
Can you feel it?
But it is. It's like, this is really, I mean, because we talked about before, it's like when we had other jobs, and it's like, man, I would love to do this on some kind of a regular basis.
Yeah.
And then look what we created.
We did. We totally created it. You know, you say that, and it makes me think back, and I think we're okay on time here. Makes me think back to years ago. My mom was going to this gal, and she did, she would do this counseling she would use the hypnosis, she would use the intuition, and she was just having these major breakthroughs with mom. And here's the neat thing that happens. And, so if you're in a relationship and you're having all these things going on in the relationship that are not working, you can go in and work on what's going on for you, and it shifts the entire relationship. And why is that? Because the other person's your mirror, right? And so she's shifting this relationship, and it just turned everything around. And I have to tell you, I hope my parents aren't listening to this. If you are, I love you. The relationship is such a different dynamic now than when we were kids growing up. And it's so neat to see how that has shifted and how they've become closer in this relationship now. But watching that evolve through some of these sessions where she would go in and clear out old energy, clear out past lives. And she was doing all this work with her. And every time mom would get done with one of these, she would call me and we'd talk about it. And I would say, gosh, I would love to do something like that, but I don't have years and years to go to school and all of this. And so she brought me in to see this gal one time, and I sat down. And I said, "Oh, I just think what you do is amazing." She goes, "Well, you know, you don't have to go through years and years of school." And she tells me how to do it. And you know, I thought, boy, at the time, it still seemed like so far away. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, no, I just need to start making those steps towards what I want to do. And, you know, yeah, it took a couple of years to get everything where I wanted it. But, you know, looking back now, if I would have denied myself that, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. You have to start somewhere. And I felt like I was past that point of finding a career. You know, I should have already known what I was supposed to be doing now. Now I'm just stuck doing retail and different things, like, you know, mundane jobs. And I thought, nope, I'm going to give this a try. And when I opened that door and said I wanted to do it, that's when the first hypnosis course came across my path. And then as I was, it was just naturally evolving in my office. And I was only doing that evenings, weekends, wherever I could squeeze it in. And then you guys came across my path. And then that's when things really started opening up and shift and change really started to happen as I incorporated the QHHT method, the quantum healing, for myself and for clients. Because, you know, you can't take a client through a quantum healing without getting something, you know, it's kind of like a bonus. You know,
yeah, so
there's healing in it for the practitioner sometimes as well. And it's amazing.
So
for anyone that would love to help people, I'm telling you, this is such an amazing technique to step into and learn, and it's the best way to help people, if you ask me.
Because that's why I feel like I'm here on this planet, is the biggest thing is to help people to understand who they are. Well, this is the best technique to show them that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because like you said, you want to know who you are, have a QHHT session. You will see who you are. You will see what you're doing and why you're here. And it's so empowering.
Yeah. And you might not believe it at first, but please believe it. Believe who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. It is empowering.
Yeah. Remember that. Allow, believe, trust, believe, all that stuff. Remember all those things that come into all of that.
Peter Pan.
Yeah.
I swear, the knowledge that came out of that little cartoon.
Well, so many of them. I mean, really, look, watch a lot of the Disney.
Yeah.
So, a lot of shows in general, but definitely Disney with that mindset, that you, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, because that was Disney's whole philosophy, is anything is possible.
Anything. Yeah.
And that's our philosophy, is anything is possible, but you've got to believe it. You've got to trust and believe. And when you do, then you open the doorways for possibility.
Literally. Yeah. I mean, if our story sharing isn't showing you that, no, it's like, yeah.
If you just keep everything shut, the possibilities can't come in. You've got to open the doors and trust and believe. And just, first of all, just believe that there are possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll start seeing different things happening. I have a situation that's going on right now that's been going on for quite a while, and it can get the best of me sometimes, and I can get really down and despondent and everything. And then just last week, a whole different way of thinking started coming in. Maybe it was even over the weekend, and it was just like, because I'd heard this and I'd done it, but all of a sudden now it's coming in to keep saying it. And it's like, you know, there is a solution. There is a way. I know there is a way. This can be done. And when you start doing that, see, you're opening to the possibilities. But if I just keep wallowing in the oh, woe is me stuff.
Right.
And my pity party, it's.
And it's easy enough to do that when it feels like everything's raining down on you. And it's like, when is this going to let up, for crying out loud?
Yeah, exactly. Is it ever going to end? You know?
Yeah.
But it won't end until you shift how you're thinking and talking about it, you know? So I know we're like, well, I will whenever this happens. It's not going to happen until
you know, you do.
Until you know, maybe there is another way. Maybe. And on that note, we have to go.
this door is closing.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to leave you all with the unlimited possibilities that are out for you that I want you to explore and allow into your lives. I love you all, and I'll be back someday.
Oh, you can come find me on my YouTube. I'll be over there waiting for Julia to come back.
Anyway, I love you. I love you, Tracy. Thank you
so
much.
Love you. Thank you.
And till probably August. I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.